Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We had a few isolated showers this morning. Later this afternoon, we'll likely have a few cells pop up. We have a level one risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through it.
And one person died during a deadly tornado's destruction in Oklahoma. We're taking you to the damage left behind, plus another severe storm that hit Tennessee.
Wake County school leaders will meet later today to discuss their final budget request. And for employees, that could mean more money in their pockets. Just ahead, a look at that proposal.
We got that story and also going to bring you some coverage of Wake County's Teacher of the Year. That'll be exciting to talk about. But first, we want to say good morning and thanks for joining us here on Fox 50. I'm Chris Lovinggood.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, it is Tuesday. It's a little bit of a mixed bag weather-wise. This is a beautiful look over Dix Park right now. But we have seen some spotty rain showers. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking what we're seeing right now across the area.
Early this morning, there were definitely some wet places. We had a few stray showers. For the most part, the rain is over now. We do have a few isolated showers back across Charlotte, which may move in a little bit later on this morning, and then a better chance of a few cells developing this afternoon that could produce some severe weather. So we do have a level one risk for severe storms for later this afternoon. Here's a look at Futurecast as we move on out between now and 9 o'clock. Again, it wouldn't be out of the question to see an isolated shower, and then just a few cells pop up this afternoon. There's 2 o'clock. We'll pause it again at around 5 o'clock. Notice a good bit of sunshine here too. Skies are clear in spots. It's going to be a warm and sticky day today. Heat index into the 90s. And again, any of these little cells that pop up could produce some brief wind damage or some brief heavy rain. We'll have another round of that on Wednesday, but a better chance for severe storms on Thursday. We'll walk through that coming up. Here's a look at North Hills. Some cloud cover, but a few peaks of sunshine. Our dew point is at 65. That's going to put us at steamy, and then that only goes up over the next couple of days. Looking at temperatures close to 70 right now, we'll climb into the mid to upper 80s this afternoon, so it's going to be well above normal. We continue with our chance of showers and thunderstorms all the way through Friday. Tomorrow, it's a level one risk for severe storms. And Tuesday, Thursday, it's a level two risk. We'll walk through what we'll see for our WRAL Weather Alert Day. Coming up, Ken.
All right, 802, Elizabeth, we continue to monitor the situation that's happening in the southbound lanes of I-87. This has been happening now for the last 45 minutes. You can see the police activity right here on the side of the road. Just about in the last 10 minutes, a tow truck hauled away one of those vehicles. Of course, once you get past this crash right there, you shouldn't have any problems. But if you're a little concerned about having to avoid this area, I would use Business 64 through Zebulon just to get away from that mess. Elsewhere in the Triangle, that crash just popped up on our sensors. We'll check it out and let you know exactly what's going on. But this one on Atlantic Springs and Spring Forest Road not causing any major problems to report. And of course, the traffic builds in the morning like we usually do this time of the morning on the south side of the Beltline. Definitely give yourself some extra time if that's part of your morning commute if you're about to head out.
All right, thank you, Ken. Higher pay for your child's teacher will be a top concern when the Wake County School Board votes on its budget today. WRAL's Laura Levine is outside school headquarters this morning, and Laura's school leaders say they need more money than the county is offering them.
Yeah, Michelle, good morning. The Wake County School Board will meet here behind me later this afternoon to discuss this final budget proposal. They plan to vote to ask county commissioners for a $63.2 million increase in school funding. This comes after the county manager proposed a $49 million increase, which is less than what the school board was asking for. You're looking at video of employees who recently rallied for better pay. The board's latest request is largely to maintain existing operations, increase employee pay, and to cover costs for new employees who were hired using federal money that's about to go away. During the school walk-ins last week, educators told me their pay is not competitive nor enough to provide for their families.
I have maxed out pretty much my pay. If I were to go to a neighboring state right now today, I would make more than $45,000 more to go to a neighboring state.
The school board will meet this afternoon at 2:30. Laura Levine, WRAL News, we're live in Cary.
This morning, authorities in Raleigh are investigating the death of a woman found in the woods. Sheriff's deputies were on Camley Avenue off Blue Ridge Road for about 8 hours yesterday. They say this is a homicide investigation. The street was blocked all day while investigators collected evidence. And WRAL is working to learn the woman's name and whether authorities have any leads in this case.
And the Person County Sheriff's Office says the man a deputy shot and killed was waving a gun at drivers and refused to put it down. This happened on Mount Harmony Church Road outside of Rougemont on Sunday. The Sheriff's Office says the man also fired two shots. The agency also says deputies told him to drop the gun before shooting him. The SBI is reviewing dash and body cam video. The deputy who fired the shot is on leave.
And new this morning, Israeli forces have taken control of the Gaza side of the Rafah crossing into Egypt. Israel is raising the stakes after declaring a ceasefire deal Hamas embraced wasn't good enough. Palestinian leaders say at least 8 people died in airstrikes on Rafah early this morning. The attacks came hours after Hamas said it would agree to a ceasefire. But a source told NBC News the deal included the release of 33 hostages in exchange for a 40-day ceasefire. Israel, however, was not part of the negotiations, and the agreement was on Hamas's terms.
A large tornado turned deadly in Barnesdale, Oklahoma. The town is about an hour outside of Tulsa. Right now, we know at least one person is dead. Others are hurt. The tornado damaged structures and downed power lines. People there were already recovering from another tornado that hit more than a month ago. And the National Weather Service will also be in Tennessee today. The organization is set to examine the damage from 2 apparent tornadoes there. They hit the central part of the state Monday afternoon. Homes, other buildings and trees were all damaged. There are no reports of any injuries there.
9 students are recovering from their bus crashing in Johnston County yesterday. That happened on Stevens Chapel Road. There were 24 students aboard at the time. You can see a lot of the damage to the back of the bus where it slammed into a tree. Troopers say 2 of the children have broken legs. They also say the driver was not paying attention when coming around a curve and lost control.
In the 10 years we lived here, that's the third crash we've had from an overcorrection. 2 vehicles rolled over in the neighbor's front yard across the street on the same day. Typically, an awful lot of people coming away too fast through here.
He's charged with driving left of center in this case.
A Charlotte man is being held in the Orange County jail accused of attempted murder. Hillsborough police say 75-year-old Stefan Brooks was traveling with a woman from Charlotte early Saturday morning. That woman was seen running across Cardinal Drive with a gunshot wound to the chest. At last check, she is recovering in the hospital. In addition to attempted murder, Stefan Brooks is also charged with kidnapping.
Wake County's Teacher of the Year is being honored with a celebration at Millbrook High School. Ryan Berglund was named Wake County Teacher of the Year during an award ceremony last night. He's taught agriculture since 2019. And this morning, he was honored when the school band played as he walked into school. He was also given a 2024 Chevy Tahoe, and the ceremony got started about half an hour ago. We'll bring you a little bit of his interview later during this program. And the cost of school breakfasts and lunch in Wake County may be going up again. Today, the school board will talk about a proposal to raise all meal prices by a quarter next school year. The cost for elementary school breakfasts and lunches would go up to about $1.75 and $3.50, respectively. Middle and high schoolers would pay $2 for breakfast and $3.75 for lunch. Board members will only talk about the proposal today, but they will not vote.
There will be no fireworks at this year's 4th of July celebration in Knightdale. Town leaders say the decision is a result of a dangerous prank during last year's event. This is video of those moments. People went running after officials say someone lit a fountain firework in the middle of a crowd. Many thought it was gunfire. This year, the town celebration will happen during the day. It'll include a bike parade, live music, food trucks, and inflatables.
A recent study ranked the worst cities in the country to drive in. We're going to explain the factors that went into it and where Raleigh surprisingly ended up on the ranking.
And after many scary situations on airplanes this year, the FAA is launching a new investigation into Boeing. Why regulators are looking into whether some employees falsified aircraft records.
And we have a powerful cold front moving across the middle of the country. It's produced a lot of tornadoes and some damage. It arrives here on Thursday. Thursday will be a WRAL weather alert day for us. I'll show you what we can expect.
Welcome back on your Tuesday morning. This is a live look over Warrenton. Really beautiful blue skies, but it looks like we have a little bit of a raindrop there on the camera. That's kind of going to be the theme for today, I think. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with an outlook for today, but also for the rest of the week as well.
So we're looking at some sunshine breaking through in a few places, but we did have a few light showers overnight last night, including Warrenton. So that's where that raindrop is coming from. This afternoon, we have a level one risk for severe storms. We repeat that on Wednesday, and then it's a level two risk on Thursday when we have a powerful front that's been affecting parts of the country to our west, starts to move into our area. Right now, we're fairly dry. There are a couple little tiny sprinkles that are starting to show up now in the eastern part of Harnett County and down near Fayetteville in Cumberland County. We do have that level one risk for severe storms for this afternoon. We're looking at just a few isolated storms that could produce some wind damage. A look at Goldsboro, mostly cloudy in Apex, but a good bit of blue sky here in Chapel Hill. And we are seeing variable conditions across the region. And we'll see that on through the day. There may be overcast periods. There may be bright sunny skies in some spots as well. Here's a live look at Fayetteville where it's a little bit cloudy. Okay, so here's a look at this line of thunderstorms. We'll pause it before we start to roll it through. And you can see as this is all moving into to Missouri, there was a strong line here, multiple tornado warnings, even a confirmed tornado showing up on the radar, lots of severe thunderstorm warnings. That is pushing eastward at this point, and it's not nearly as dangerous as it was. All of the watches and warnings have expired. This now will create a better chance for severe storms up across parts of the Ohio Valley, and eventually it arrives here on Thursday, and it won't be nearly as strong as that. This afternoon, we're looking at a few isolated cells that will likely pop up. One or two of those could produce some wind damage. Otherwise, expect partly cloudy skies. It is going to be pretty hot and steamy for us this afternoon, too. Tomorrow morning, we're dry, but in the afternoon, you can see a few showers and thunderstorms that start to pop up. There's lunchtime after a sprinkle or two and some coverage, especially from the Triangle area northward, potentially. And then we're going to see potentially several rounds that come through on Thursday. Some of those could be strong to severe. And then after that, we're going to see a much more refreshing air mass that moves on through. But in the meantime, we do have that level one risk for Wednesday and the level two risk for Thursday. This is where we could see some heavy rain, some isolated tornadoes, or even some large hail. How much rainfall total? We could see an inch and a half to 2 inches of rainfall, which we definitely need. But then we clear the humidity out for the weekend. It looks lovely. We'll have comfortable temperatures for Mother's Day and Mother's Day weekend. A few isolated thunderstorms on Sunday, but feeling much more comfortable, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, some good news to report, especially if I-87 southbound is part of your morning commute. That crash that we've been monitoring for the last hour and a half or so completely cleared. You can see traffic in the southbound lanes of I-87 just moving smoothly this morning, so nothing to worry about. Elsewhere around the Triangle, of course, we're seeing the usual morning congestion that's building on the north side of the Beltline there, just as you come off of 87 south, to be honest. And in the south side of the Beltline, there around Rock Quarry Road. That's usually the morning congestion that we see this time of morning. We're just getting reports of Raleigh police officers working a crash on Hillsborough Street near Gorman Street. Our sensors aren't picking up any major delays in that area, but just watch for some police activity if you have to navigate Hillsborough Street near the Gorman Street exit as well. Not to be outdone, let's head over to Durham and show you what's going on there. Very little to no delays in all of the major thoroughfares running in and out of the Bull City this morning.
All right, thank you, Ken. The launch of Boeing's Starliner spacecraft is now on hold. Last night's mission was postponed about 2 hours before launch because of a technical problem. Engineers found an issue with a valve on the rocket, which will launch the Starliner into space. The Starliner capsule is a brand new spacecraft that is expected to compete with SpaceX. It's unclear right now when that spacecraft will take its maiden flight.
And right now, the FAA is launching a new investigation into Boeing. It's looking into whether the company properly inspected planes in its Dreamliner fleet. Connor Hansen will walk us through the details of this latest investigation.
Aviation giant Boeing has been dealing with a growing list of high-profile mishaps. Video taken after a door plug flew off a Boeing 737 MAX 9 is still on the minds of many flyers. Now the FAA says it's investigating Boeing after the company informed the agency it may not have completed certain inspections in areas where wings join the fuselage on some 787 Dreamliner planes. The FAA is investigating whether Boeing employees may have falsified records.
effectively, they are putting out defective airplanes.
Last month, Boeing whistleblowers testified about the Dreamliner planes in a Senate hearing.
Boeing is at a moment of reckoning.
And adding to the recent intrigue, two other whistleblowers have now died within weeks of each other. News of the FAA investigation comes just a couple of weeks after people who lost loved ones in a Boeing MAX 8 crash 5 years ago visited Washington.
It is inconceivable to me that 4 months since the Alaska Air door blowout, there's even a question of whether things have changed.
Boeing says it's working to rebuild trust.
That was Connor Hansen reporting. And the FAA says Boeing is reinspecting all 787 planes in its production system and must create a plan to inspect its in-service fleet.
Family and friends said goodbye to one of the officers killed during a shootout in Charlotte last week. The funeral for Deputy Thomas Weeks happened Monday morning. Among those who spoke was Weeks' wife, Kelly.
Tommy's mission in life was to make the world safer and fight for justice. So what do I need? I need this country to come together, to support our law enforcement officers so they can continue to fight for justice like my husband did.
Weeks is survived by his wife, Kelly, and their four children. He was with the U.S. Marshals Service for 13 years and worked 8 years for Customs and Border Protection.
A man who police say stole a car and robbed a store yesterday will make his first court appearance today. Durham police say that 39-year-old Lamaris Williams showed a knife and demanded money at Balboa Mart. That's on Andrew Avenue. He's also accused of leaving in a stolen vehicle. Officers say they found the car with Williams and the weapon inside. He's now facing multiple charges, including armed robbery.
The House Judiciary Committee is preparing to move forward with contempt of Congress proceedings against Attorney General Merrick Garland. This comes after Garland refused to hand over audio of President Biden's interview with former special counsel Robert Hur. Republicans claim they need the recordings and part of their impeachment inquiry into President Biden. So far, they haven't proven any possible illegal behavior by President Biden. The Judiciary Committee is expected to finalize its contempt resolution next week.
Take a moment. Look at your screen right here. The man seen on a church live stream pulling a gun on a pastor is facing an attempted homicide charge. The video shows Bernard Polite pointing a gun at the pastor during a service in Pennsylvania. You can see he was tackled there not long after that. Witnesses there say that Polite's gun jammed. A body was also found in his home. And neighbors say the man who was found dead was related to Polite. So far, though, Polite's not facing any charges related to that discovery.
An event today at the State Farmers Market will give you a chance to learn and get about local resources for the aging. A celebration of Older Americans Month starts at 1:30 this afternoon. Representatives from the state DHHS will be there sharing information about how to keep older people active in their community. They'll also be there to answer questions about Medicare enrollment.
Wake Forest leaders are proposing stricter rules for a monthly event. This is about the Friday Night on White event. The town said on social media, unruly teenagers are ruining this event. An 8 p.m. curfew for unaccompanied children under 16 is on the table. Parents would be cited if their children violate the curfew. Law enforcement from nearby communities are being asked to help patrol this event.
Tonight, two North Carolina natives will learn whether they'll be part of the final eight on The Voice. Both so good. That was Tay Lewis from Goldsboro and Josh Sanders from Kannapolis. Watch tonight to see whether America voted to move them onto the semifinals. The Voice airs at 8 o'clock on WREL.
Yeah, wishing them both the best. The fashion on the iconic steps of the Met did not disappoint during last night's Met Gala. This year's theme was the Garden of Time, encouraging guests to pay tribute to the natural world. Let's begin with J-Lo, known for her bombshell looks. She was showing off crystals and pearls. Her dress had more than 2 million beads on it. Zendaya in this gorgeous blue gown was hand-painted. Goodness gracious, that must have taken quite a bit to do. One of the most dramatic outfits of the night, though, belonged to Cardi B, as you see here on your screen. She waited until the carpet was clear before making her way up the stairs to debut her epic look. It looks awesome.
So beautiful. Well, you may not believe this, but a recent study from Forbes Advisor found that out of the 50 most populated cities in the U.S., Raleigh is the best to drive in. Raleigh earned good marks for safety, driving experience, and also the cost of vehicle ownership. The study found the worst city to drive in is Oakland, California. It got a low score due to a high number of fatal crashes, high gas prices, and long average commute times. I don't know how I feel about this study. Listen,
sure?
I'm from New York, so there are some crazy drivers in New York, but there are some crazy drivers here, too.
I was telling Renee in the last hour, there are people who are driving at night without their lights on in this area, and my neighbors have not quite mastered the roundabout. So I have a lot of questions for this report from Forbes Advisor.
Me, just too. Saying. There are good and bad drivers everywhere,
that
right?
That is very true.
Yeah.
Oh, and just a reminder, check your Powerball tickets because someone in North Carolina still has not claimed a $200,000 prize. Apparently, they hate money. So the ticket was bought in November in Gaston County, and it expires this week. The winning numbers for the drawing were 1, 12, 14, 24, 57, and the Powerball was 7. The lucky winner has until Friday afternoon to claim their prize. Better get on it. Wake County homeowners will likely have to pay more property taxes. We'll talk about how much more you would have to pay under a new proposal and how to make your voice heard about it.
And a tornado outbreak turned deadly in Oklahoma.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to begin with weather. A lot of us seeing those clouds in the sky. Some of us seeing the rain. Elizabeth Gardner has a look at the severe risk we're under for today.
Yeah, late this mid to late afternoon, we'll end up with a few isolated cells that could produce some severe storms, namely wind damage and maybe some brief heavy rain. We'll see that repeated again tomorrow. And then we have a level 2 risk for Thursday. Right now, we're all dry for the most part. An isolated little shower looks like it's moving into Johnston County. It may be a little bit of patchy rain down around Fayetteville. But our chances for showers and storms this afternoon are minimal, just a 30% chance. And we'll go over the timeline on Futurecast coming up on Fox 50. Gray skies in Clinton, and the streets are a little on the damp side. It is going to be a warm day. We'll see some sunshine breaking out from time to time, with temperatures in the upper 80s and a heat index in the low 90s, Ken.
All right, Elizabeth, checking the traffic map this morning, we're seeing the usual congestion building on the north part of the Beltline there. That's just as we come off of I-87 southbound. So definitely you want to give yourself some extra time there. We're also seeing the traffic building up on the south side of the Beltline as well. This is probably near Rock Quarry Road as well. For the most part, this is just the morning congestion that we're seeing. So if any of these roadways are part of your morning commute, give yourself that extra time that you need to get to work and wherever you're going on time.
Thanks, Ken. Wake County school leaders will meet today to deliberate on the final proposed budget. The school board will vote to ask the commissioners for a $63 million increase in funding. The county manager proposed less than what the school is asking for. Employees are rallying for better pay. And coming up on Fox 50, how Alzheimer's awareness advocates are pushing for support to fight against that disease. And coming up next on Today, celebrating Teacher's Day with a New York City music teacher changing the lives of his students.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
And a few isolated showers are starting to pop up in our southern counties. Later this afternoon, we could see a round of thunderstorms. We have a level 1 risk. I'll show you the timeline.
And teachers at Wake County Public Schools could be getting a pay raise. The important decision school leaders are making as they discuss next year's budget.
Plus, a celebration for Wake County's Teacher of the Year, how Ryan Berglund is being honored this morning, and it involves a new car. So well-deserved for that Teacher of the Year. We will get to that story coming up. Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
Yeah, I'm Chris Lovinggood. So if you look behind me, you can see a little gloomy on the clouds behind us there at Dix Park in Raleigh. It's only going to kind of look that way for the next couple of days. You've got meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a quick rundown of your forecast.
Well, let's start again with dual Doppler 5000 radar. I'm going to zoom in down here to the south where we're seeing just a sprinkle or two. We had a little wave of some rain earlier this morning, and you can see near Benson a quick sprinkle, and near Fayetteville that is headed over into Sampson County. We do have a level 1 risk for severe storms. Wind damage would be our biggest threat this afternoon. Again, a sprinkle or two could pop up anytime between now and lunchtime. Notice some holes in the clouds. We're going to see a little bit of sunshine today. It won't be completely gray. With that sunshine, we'll destabilize the atmosphere somewhat, and we'll have a few cells start to pop up. It's going to be a warm and sticky day. It'll feel like summer, and a few of these cells could end up producing some wind damage or maybe even some hail, some brief heavy rain. That continues up until around 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. You can see a mix of sun and clouds here in North Hills. Our dew point is 65, so I mean, it says nice, but it feels a little steamy. 69 is our temperature heading out the door. We'll see highs in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. We continue with our chance of thunderstorms through the week. Tomorrow, it's another level one risk. And then on Thursday, it's a level two risk. We'll talk about what some of the threats will be for our weather alert day coming up. Ken?
Elizabeth, at 8:32, we are seeing the usual morning congestion that we see this time of the morning right here on our traffic map. Particularly, we want to bring your attention to the north area of the Beltline right there. That's the area coming off of I-87, the southbound lane, and you're getting onto the northern side of the Beltline. If you're coming from the Knightdale area and you want to avoid that northern side, just take the south side, because usually we see a backup on the south side as well, but it's not as severe as what we're seeing in the northbound lane as well. We also got reports of a couple of crashes that Raleigh police are working this time of the morning. This one just happened in the last few minutes or so on Buffalo Road near the eastbound lane near Forestville Road. Right now, our sensors aren't picking up any major delays in that area, but watch for some police activity if you're happening to be driving by in that particular neck of the woods. Another serious crash we've been following for the last half hour now, this one in Hillsborough Street near Gorman Street. Again, we're not seeing any major delays in that area. Just be careful if you're driving through there and allow those police officers to work that crash scene safely.
Thank you, Ken. Higher pay for your child's teacher will be a top concern when the Wake County School Board votes on its budget today. As WREL's Laura Levine tells us, school leaders say they need more money than the county is offering them.
Wake County school leaders will meet here later this afternoon to deliberate on that final proposal. They're going to ask the county commissioners for a $63.2 million increase in school funding. This comes after the county manager proposed a $49 million increase, which is less than the increase the school board was asking for. This comes, as you can see, employees have recently rallied for better pay. The board's request is largely to maintain existing operations, but with two changes: increasing employee pay and to cover costs for new employees hired using one-time federal money that's about to go away. During walk-ins last week, educators told me that the raises are crucial.
Well, I feel that we're all overlooked. My students are special education who ride special transportation to school. All of these contracts, all of these bus drivers, everyone, our assistants are so vital to getting our students the education they need every single day.
We'll have to wait and see what happens this afternoon. That meeting begins at 2:30. Laura Levine, WREL News in Cary.
This morning, authorities are working to learn what happened to a woman whose body was found in a wooded area in Raleigh. Sheriff's deputies were on Camley Avenue off Blue Ridge Road for about 8 hours yesterday. They say they're investigating the death as a homicide. This is video from the WREL breaking news tracker. The street was blocked all day while investigators collected evidence there. We are working to find out the woman's name and whether authorities have any leads.
I want to give you right now a live look in Oklahoma. Powerful storms there last night left tornado damage there. You can just see right here, this appears to be a home of some sort. The roof no longer there and trees clearly damaged in the nearby area. That storm system is now moving eastward, putting parts of Kentucky, Indiana, and Ohio at a high risk for severe weather. Elizabeth Gardner says that this same system is actually going to be arriving in our area Thursday and Friday, but it won't be as strong. And a large tornado turned deadly in Barnesdale, Oklahoma. The town is about an hour outside of Tulsa. At last check, at least one person is reported dead and others are injured. The tornado damaged structures and downed power lines, and people who live in that area were already recovering from another tornado that hit Barnesdale just more than a month ago.
Today, Alzheimer's advocates from across the state will be in Raleigh asking for more help fighting the disease. They'll share their stories and speak to legislators on behalf of all the families who are impacted. Hundreds of people participated in the annual walk to end Alzheimer's last year in Raleigh, raising awareness and funds to help people who are impacted by the disease. This morning, advocates are requesting updates to the state's dementia-capable plan every 4 years. That plan includes help for clinical trials and treatment. They're also requesting funds for a program that supports caregivers across the state.
Property taxes are likely going up for many Wake County homeowners. The Wake County manager presented his recommended budget. It includes a lower tax rate for homeowners, but since home values are up, the amount you pay will likely also go up. 4 years ago, the average value of a single-family home in Wake County was $345,000. Well, now it's $527,000, up more than 50%. Right now, you're paying taxes on the past value of your home. That average tax bill is around $2,300 a year. But under this budget proposal, the average homeowner would see a tax bill of nearly $3,000. A number of public hearings are scheduled, and the first of those is in 2 weeks on May 21st.
Wake County's Teacher of the Year is being honored with a celebration at Millbrook High School. Ryan Berglund was named Wake County Teacher of the Year during an award ceremony last night. He's taught agriculture since 2019, and this morning he was honored when the school band played as he walked into school. He was also given a 2024 Chevrolet Tahoe. The ceremony got started at 7:30 this morning. Congratulations to him. We love our teachers.
Yeah, congrats to him. House Speaker Mike Johnson will likely face a vote this week to be removed from his position. We're giving you a live look at the U.S. Capitol, where Johnson is set to meet with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene again today. Greene is leading the push to vote Johnson out of power, saying that he has compromised too much with Democrats. Many Republicans oppose the push and say that they do not want to see the party devolve into infighting. Democratic members of the House also say they will not vote to oust Johnson.
Governor Roy Cooper is asking Republican lawmakers to stop their push for more funding for school vouchers. He says public schools, not private schools, should be the top priority. And Cooper says the $500 million Republican lawmakers want to give in vouchers next year could pay for a lot, including 8.5% teacher raises, bonuses, and hundreds of new positions for school nurses and teacher assistants. But Cooper says they're choosing instead to put that money into vouchers for wealthier families who don't need help from taxpayers.
This latest larceny, and that's what it is on top of the hundreds of millions in taxpayer money they've already siphoned out of our public schools for vouchers. It's shockingly irresponsible.
Last year, Republican lawmakers voted to remove the income limit on the private school voucher program. Thousands of higher income families applied and are currently on a wait list. Republican legislative leaders have said that clearing that wait list is one of their top priorities this session.
The Hurricanes are gearing up for game two against the Rangers after a tough loss Sunday night in New York. The Canes hit the ice again at Madison Square Garden tonight at 7 o'clock. WREL's Casey Hintz is there, and she will join us in about 10 minutes with what the Canes will focus on as they try to tie up the series.
Jeff Hogan in the WREL Live Center. Brand new information coming in. We have video out of Chicago just into the newsroom right now. I want to show you because police moved in this morning at the University of Chicago and tore down a pro-Palestinian encampment there. The decision was made after university officials yesterday said that the talks between protesters and the school were suspended. Before dawn, they were there. The University Police Department entered that encampment, took down tents and some other structures, carted them away. Protesters were ordered to leave or face criminal charges. There were some tense moments as protesters confronted officers after that encampment was cleared. One protester described the decision to tear down the encampment as cowardly.
Thank you, Jeff. And new this morning, pro-Palestinian protesters have occupied a building at the Rhode Island School of Design as well. At least 24 protesters have barricaded themselves inside the campus building in Providence. The protesters are demanding the school divest from investments that benefit Israel. Organizers say they are prepared to stay indefinitely until their demands are met.
And Hollywood stars arriving for the Met Gala in New York City were met with a group of pro-Palestinian protesters there. Hundreds of protesters surrounded the streets near the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Police put up barricades to block protesters from getting too close. We do know that some people were arrested, but it's not clear exactly how many.
Hundreds of staff and faculty at UNC are calling for justice for students suspended because of protests there. The concern from other UNC administrators about the faculty's demand for amnesty.
Plus, tickets to see some of this year's hottest concerts are getting cheaper. Live Nation's new promotion that lets you see your favorite artist for a low price.
And we'll take a live look at the WREL studio tower. Look at those clouds out there. We are off to a pretty wet start this morning. Some areas seeing that rain. Elizabeth Gardner tells us what's in store for a WREL weather alert day on Thursday.
And we take a look at what's been happening across the country. Of course, yesterday there was a level 5 risk for severe storms across parts of Oklahoma. Now that whole system is sliding eastward and it's definitely weakened. But as we see some daytime heating today into the afternoon, we're more likely to have up to a level 3 risk up here across the Ohio Valley. You can see, still see that's a very powerful band of thunderstorms. But again, all the watches and warnings have expired. The cold front is actually lagging behind the thunderstorms, and that'll be the case when it arrives here as well. We had a few stray showers overnight, a few scattered thunderstorms that are down into South Carolina, but those are likely to stay to our south. We've had a few sprinkles on and off. We've had some sunshine peeking through. This is a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. Little sprinkle just kind of rolled through Benson over toward Newton Grove. A little sprinkle just rolled through Fayetteville too, and that is weakening as it moves on up into Sampson County. We have a level 1 risk for severe storms. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat today. A sprinkle or two may pop up this morning. Notice some sunshine there by lunchtime. We'll have just a small chance of storms that begin to develop around 2 or 3 in the afternoon, especially where we've seen some sunshine. Notice the coverage is fairly minimal. We're giving it about a 30% chance. One or two of those cells that pop up could produce some wind damage. We will have enough energy in the atmosphere. We just won't have a lot of coverage of the storms. We continue with our chance for thunderstorms all the way through Friday, and we have a level 1 risk again tomorrow, and it's a level 2 risk for Thursday. That's when we'd have a better chance of some damaging winds, isolated tornadoes, or even some hail with this system. So that will be a weather alert day for us on Thursday as the actual front comes through. Here's a live look at North Hills. Some cloud cover, a little blue sky peeking through as well. Our temperature almost 70 right now. We have a southwest wind at 8 miles per hour. Our dew point is up into the mid 60s currently. And so that's not as bad as what we feel in July, but it's getting there. Our temperature is 87 Raleigh, 86 Durham, 89 in Fayetteville. And again, that dew point sitting right there at 65. That puts us at steamy tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. It'll continue to go up potentially all the way up to tropical into the 70s by Thursday. But our cold front, when it comes through, will bring us drier air. So it drops very nicely over the weekend. Again, for Thursday, we have a WREL weather alert day with that chance for some severe storms during the day and even into overnight Thursday night. But the weekend looks lovely. Saturday, low humidity, 74. For Mother's Day, it'll feel good, but we may see an isolated storm.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. More than 700 UNC faculty and staff members are demanding amnesty be offered to students who were suspended during protests last week. In a letter written by UNC Provost Chris Clemens and graduate school dean Beth Mayer Davis, they say they are concerned about the possibility of instructors withholding grades. Now, that letter was addressed to Interim Chancellor Lee Roberts to offer faculty and staff that they claim 15 UNC students who were arrested at the encampment were suspended from the university, which is a violation of their right to free speech, they claim. UNC says that the protesters damaged the quad.
We hope that he understands that we will not stand for this horrific and brutal treatment of our students, that we will not stand for student free expression being shut down in this way.
And UNC hasn't confirmed that any students were suspended, saying that federal privacy laws prevent them from releasing that information. And WREL has reached out to UNC for comment on the petition, but we haven't heard back, not just yet. The university did confirm commencement will go on as scheduled May 11th.
Today, the Olympic torch arrives in France and gets one step closer to the opening ceremony. The torch will arrive in Marseille today after traveling across the Mediterranean from Greece. 150,000 people are expected to welcome the torch to the French soil today. It'll travel across France for 68 days before the opening ceremony on July 26th in Paris.
The Canes will hit the ice tonight, hoping for redemption after Sunday's loss to the Rangers. WREL's Casey Hintz is in Newark, New Jersey, and she tells us that the Canes just have to play like themselves to beat the Rangers tonight.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz coming to you from inside the New Jersey Devils practice facility. Yeah, it was a little bit of an interesting day for the Canes yesterday. They had to make the trek to Newark, New Jersey to find some ice with the NBA playoffs in town. But hey, ice is ice, right? It was all about working on the little things after that disappointing loss on Sunday night. Of course, special teams, the big story in this one. But Rod Brind'Amour said, we also did some really good things, and that can't be overlooked because we want to build on that heading into game 2.
Great team over there, and you they had to make high-end plays on the goals. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, that's part of it. So we got to just find a way to be that much better.
You know, one day at a time, one game at a time. You know, things change every single game. They adjust, we adjust. So it's you know, who can adjust better during the games? And we had a lot of belief in this locker room. So
we had chances to score. We had chances to capitalize. We just came up a little short. The goalie played really well. But yeah, just hoping the next game carry that part of our game into it and just clean up a few other things.
As much as we talked about the special teams the last couple days, there was another element to the game right out of the gates. No love lost between the Canes and Rangers. Plenty of physicality, animosity. Seth Jarvis told me it's what you dream of playoff hockey being when you're a little kid. Andrei Sveshnikov said, we play the Rangers so much, it's like we hate each other, but it's physical and I love it. Now I'm going to have some pre- and post-game coverage coming to you live from Madison Square Garden. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Newark.
And just a reminder, you want to look for Casey's reports before and after the game tonight. And look for our special post-game show at 11:25 with exclusive coverage throughout the Canes' playoff run.
We have some breaking news into the WRL Live Center about a couple of crashes we covered over the weekend. Hit-and-run investigations continue from the Durham Police Department. I want to show you a map where these two crashes took place, one Saturday night and one early Sunday morning. And the update here is that the person who was hit on North Miami Boulevard, 35-year-old Timothy Wright, just died from his injuries. That happened about 9 o'clock on Saturday night. When a person was crossing the road right on North Miami Boulevard, hit by a car that fled the scene there. And then 5 o'clock or so on Saturday morning, a person was hit in the 2400 block of North Roxborough Street. That person was taken to the hospital and died there. If you have any information about either of these crashes as they continue to investigate, call the Durham Police Department.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. It's a sign that summer is on its way. The first sea turtle nest of the season was spotted on Oak Island. The Oak Island Sea Turtle Protection Program posted these pictures online yesterday. It's the first nest in the state. This month marks the start of sea turtle nesting season. Last year, wildlife officials reported more than 1,000 sea turtle nests during nesting season. And some people are willing to pay a lot of money for a gym membership, but what about $40,000? High-end fitness chain Equinox and Function Health are collaborating on the Optimize by Equinox program. It'll cost members $36,000 a year, plus a $6,000 annual membership. It includes training programs, nutrition plans, and tips for better sleep, with the goal of helping you live longer. Each member will have a team of professionals who meet with them for up to 16 hours a month.
That is a lot of money. That's a down payment on a house, just
saying.
All right, so we're just a day away from your chance to buy discounted concert tickets for just $25. Live Nation Concert Week begins tomorrow and runs through next Tuesday. During this promotion, you can buy discounted tickets to more than 900 performances. We're talking Pink, Luke Bryan, Dan and Shay, Janet Jackson, and so much more. Even some comedians have discounted tickets. It all begins tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on Live Nation's website. And other big news are falling today. Nintendo will soon talk about its next gaming console. Can you tell I'm excited? The company announced its plans for the next console coming after the success of the Nintendo Switch. The announcement will be released by March of next year, but there's no word on any details, not just yet. It'll be the first console the company has released in 9 years. And Nintendo reports more than 141 million Switch consoles have been sold worldwide as of April. I am one of those people. Seriously, during the pandemic, the Switch got a lot of people through that. Animal Crossing, a super popular game that people enjoy.
I remember.
So, yeah. Do you play games at all, Michelle?
I like Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers.
I had to say it.
I know you did.
I really do like it, though. It's fun.
It's a fun time. I love it.
All right, before we go to break, here are the winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.